From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Australia's Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull announced a large-scale security operation was underway.
I can report last night that there has been a major joint counter-terrorism operation to disrupt a terrorist plot to bring down an aeroplane. The operation is continuing. At this stage, four people have been arrested and a considerable amount of material has been seized by police.
The plot was the 13th significant threat disrupted by police since Australia's terrorist threat level was elevated in 2014. Additional security measures have been put in place at all of Australia's airports. Pakistani's opposition party leader Imran Khan on Saturday derided ousted Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif's choice of his brother to eventually succeed him, comparing the country's tradition of political dynasties to a form of monarchy.
The reason why democracy came in was because you wanted leadership on merit. You know, people came through a process to become a leader. In monarchy, it's hereditary, it's through blood.
Sharif on Saturday announced plans for the ruling PMLN party to nominate his brother Shahbaz as the country's new leader after an interim period with a caretaker prime minister. North Korea leader Kim Jong-un claimed his country possesses missiles that could strike the mainland United States. Analysts estimate Friday's missile tested demonstrated a theoretical distance of 10,000 kilometers. South Korean Foreign Minister Kang Kyung-hwa said she spoke with U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson and Japanese Foreign Minister Kishida to discuss an appropriate response. This is VOA News. Securing petrochemical plants and keeping chemicals out of the hands of terrorists are the topics of discussion at a recent chemical sector security summit in Houston, Texas. Elizabeth Lee reports.
Houston, here in Texas, is the, in many ways, the center of the petrochemical industry universe in the United States.
Dave Wolf of the U.S. Department of Homeland Security says Houston's economic engine is also a security risk.
We see terrorists globally continuing to seek out and actually use chemicals of the sort.
Wolf says the attack at Brussels Airport and Metro Station last year is an example of terrorists acquiring chemicals to harm people. Security experts say meetings such as this of key players in the chemical industry are crucial to share best practices and build a global culture of chemical security. Elizabeth Lee, VOA News.
The Inspector General Australian Defence Force, with the help of a respected Supreme Court judge in the state of New South Wales, is looking into allegations that Australian Special Forces shot dead a man in Afghanistan, then planted a firearm on his body to make it look as if the trooper had acted in self-defense. Sergeant Kevin Frost described to Australian television his account of an unlawful execution of a prisoner of war.
The particular incident that I was involved in resulted in the POW that I'd captured actually being executed, murdered. Now, I can't remember if he cut the cuffs off first or if he cut the cuffs off after he shot him. That's one point I can't remember there because I wasn't looking. I didn't want to look. I turned around and the guy was dead. He'd been shot through the forehead.
The inquiry can compel witnesses to give evidence and has the power to refer cases to other law enforcement and government agencies. Apple has confirmed that it is removing some applications providing virtual personal networks or VPNs from its China App Store to comply with new Chinese regulations, a move critics say is capitulating to internet censorship. Apple confirmed the move in an email to National Public Radio on Saturday after several VPN providers announced that their apps had been removed from the China App Store. The U.S. Navy has responded to a report by Iran's official news agency that a U.S. aircraft carrier fired warning shots during an unprofessional confrontation with Iranian vessels in the Persian Gulf on Friday. The Navy describes the encounter as safe and professional. The incident comes after a U.S. Navy patrol boat fired warning shots on Tuesday. From Washington, D.C., I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.